Whites. Jamestown will take the floor in their road blues. Jamestown going right to left. The Saints will go left to right. It'll be Schweitzer against Hegerle for the tip. And we are underway from the brand new high school in Bismarck. It's tipped into the backcourt. Abby Kopp will bring it up for the Saints. They'll have the opening possession of the high post. A little high low to Schweitzer. Low left block. Spins into the baseline. Missed the left-handed layup. And a rebound pulled out of there by Ella Falk. So the opening possession for the Saints turns into nothing. Jamestown has it for the first time right away. Anderson left side jumper rattles out. And we've seen Jessup pull the trigger for the first time in about 6 weeks. But it just did not go, and now the Saints have it back. They posted up Schweitzer this time, and Falk reaches in to tie it up. So Ella's making her presence felt on the first couple of possessions defensively. A rebound now is steal. Hegerle out to the wing. Dribbles past the first defender, puts up a right-handed runner, but she's hit to the ground by Schweitzer. And it's going to be a couple of free throws now for Grace Hegerle. So Hegerle will get two foul shots. The foul went against Hadley Schweitzer, her first and the team's first. And Hegerle's first free throw is good. Second free throw off the front rim. So Hegerle splits the pair. Jamestown with a 1-0 advantage. We are 50 seconds in. And Kopp lost it on the baseline, able to scoop it back up before Falk can get there. They'll toss it out top, and Schweitzer's going to knock down a three. So Schweitzer hits the three, and the Saints lead 3-1. Skip back to Selvig. Selvig into the corner. Hegerle open three. Got it. Grace knocks down a three from the right corner, and Jamestown leads 4-3. Saints will walk it into the front court. Kopp goes to the high post. Hegerle trying to jump that pass intended for Mann at the high post. They'll throw it off into the corner for Pearl. Back up it comes. Schweitzer gets a skip pass left corner out to Kopp. Kopp will skip it back across right of the circle. Kopp between the rings now. Walks across the volleyball line to the near side. Six to shoot. Back to the middle. Cuts left. Down the lane. Left-handed floater goes over the rim. No good. Caught on the other side by Selvig. And Jamestown's got it back leading 4-3. Selvig over to Falk on the right wing. Falk a jab step. Thought about going around Grodd that time. But out it comes now to Selvig on the right wing. Selvig dribbles down the angle. Cut off there. Finds Falk. Ella on the baseline. Skip across the baseline to Horgan. Left corner three is off the back rim. Rebound tapped out and out near the volleyball line collected by Schweitzer. Schweitzer, the six-footer, will bring it back for the Saints. Leaves it out on the right wing for Pearl. Pearl hop step into the lane. Throws it back out top. Now it's Grodd. Left angle three. Bangs off the back iron. No good. And a rebound pulled away by Horgan. Anderson tosses it ahead to Hegerle up the right sideline. Hegerle will pull it back out. Tried to get it to Falk. It was knocked down, but Ella's able to pick it back up. And Jamestown's got control. Selvig, top of the key. Defender didn't come out. Three off the left side of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Horgan. Header shot blocked by Mann. And the Saints get it back now. Here's a two-on-two. Schweitzer gets it from Grodd, throws it up in the middle, rattles off the backboard and swirls out. And another rebound for Ella Falk, who's had her hands on the ball a lot tonight on the defensive end. A couple of rebounds and a steal and a deflection in there as well. Falk free throw line extended to the right up top. They'll toss it now to Hegerle on the left side. Hegerle to Selvig, open three, top of the key, bangs off the right side of the board this time. She missed the first one left. This one bangs off the backboard right side. Jays lead 4-3. Here's a layup attempt the other way from Grodd. It never got started. It threw it into the arms of Hegerle, and Jamestown's got it back as Jessa Anderson and Abby Kopp play a little one-on-one up the floor. Back it comes to the right side. Jamestown will reset. They'll swing it left for Anderson on the wing. Throws a pass underneath. There's Hegerle on the left block, and she's fouled. And that's already going to be number two on Schweitzer. Clock stopped at 14:22 of the first half. Jamestown leading 4-3. Grace Hegerle has all four. The Jays, she will shoot two, and this one off the back rim, no good. Messer. And I didn't see who else came in. Was it Miller? Yep, Maddie Miller. So Mikey Messer and Matty Miller come in for the Saints. Second Hegarty free throw also no good. So Grace just 1-for-4 from the line. Jamestown with a 4-3 advantage. Closing towards the 14-minute mark, the first half. Miller will get it on the right wing, walk it up to the top, and hand it to Kopp near the top circle. Right side, they'll skip it back left. Off into the corner for Messer. Inside for Mann. Skips it right. Pearl going to try a three and hit. So a long two, says Todd Chosick. So Pearl had a foot on the line. That puts the Saints up 5-4. 3-on-2 now for the Jays, and Falk's going to take it into the corner and now pull it back out to the free throw line. Selvig underneath finds Anderson. Another shot blocked by Mann. She's already got two block shots so far. She's the West Region leader in block shots, but Anderson going to steal that one back as Mann never gave it up, and Anderson came through and knocked it loose. Here comes Falk, right side of the alley, underneath Miller. Floater from the right side drops in. First two from Falk. Jamestown jumps in front 6-5. Across the top for Miller. Now they'll go to Kopp left side. She'll dribble into the paint. Pass knocked down, but scooped up by the Saints out to the wing. Miller's going to try a three. That's long. And a rebound collected middle of the lane by Catherine Horgan. Jamestown with the ball up 6-5. Anderson whips a pass underneath. Too tall for Hegarty, who was open just inside the left lane line. Would have been an easy two for Hegarty. The pass is a little hot and high. And it sends the ball back to the Saints. Jessica Walter and Jordan Finkel check in for Jamestown. Six-five, Jays lead. Saints walking it up. 12:45 to go in the first half. Miller leaves it back to Kopp. Kopp trying to get around Selvig. Turns the corner, left side of the alley. Floater up and in. Nice shot from the Saints point guard, Abby Kopp, and they lead 7-6. And Selvig got it poked away from behind, taken away by Messer. Messer, one-on-one, takes on Falk to the rim and able to lay it in. And check that was Grodd. So Grodd scoring there puts the Saints up 9-6. Falk float pass ahead to the sideline for Selvig. Selvig tries to skip it to Hegarty, but it's going to be called for a foul, or for a travel, excuse me. She did not jump stop. So Jamestown turns it over, down 9-6. Largest lead of the game for either team. We've had a quartet of one-point leads until this now three-point lead by the Saints. Left side corner for Messer. Messer has it stolen by Hegarty. Hegarty leading a two-on-one, and her layup's no good, but she's going to get a couple of more foul shots. Fouled by Grodd. So two free throws coming up here for Hegarty. Chance to get Jamestown a little closer, and Hegarty's first free throw is good. Grace 2-for-5 from the foul line so far. Grace Vetter in for the Saints. And second free throw good. So Hegarty makes both. And now the clock is buzzing, or the horn is buzzing, but we are going to have, oh, that's right, we've got Beck here tonight, so media timeout. It's 9-8, Saints with the lead here in the first half, 11:58 to play.
The area's most authentic steakhouse experience can be found at the Frontier Fort. Stop in during the day to visit their gift shop and free wildlife museum and see the live buffalo. Upstairs, the grill opens at 4, where you can play one of their 5 electronic gaming machines. Friday and Saturday night, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $13.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort on the road to the buffalo in Jamestown.
Why choose professional eye care centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Frank, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Atwood. Three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their great selection. Have they got frames? Over 1,000 pair for you to try. So many on hand that you'll want a pair for every outfit. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today in Valley City, Jamestown, or Carrington. Professional eye care centers. Clearly the best.
9-8, the Saints with a one-point lead. 11:58 to play here in half one. Steve Linsmeyer with you from inside St. Mary's High School. And the Saints will bring it up the floor. Miller has it. She'll go up top. This pass into the lane is tipped by Walter, but into the hands of Vetter. And the Saints will keep it down to the right baseline is Grodd. She'll throw it back out to the top of the key for Vetter. Right back to Grodd on the right sideline. Skip pass left. Now off into the corner far side. With it is Miller up to the top. There's a 15-foot jumper from Grodd off the free throw line. Bangs it too strong. Rebound for Mann, and she's going to work right around Walter to stick that one back. So the Saints lead 11-8. Falk gets it ahead to Fink. Just short of the lane line. She'll toss it back out. Falk with it right side of the circle. Falk goes inside for Hegerle. Hegerle crossed the right, and she's going to be fouled by Mann. It'll be a couple free throws again for Hegerle, who's already attempted six of them. Nobody guarded Ella Falk, and they were basically some on the Jamestown bench were begging her to pull the trigger on that one. But she found Hegerle for an open look underneath. She misses the front end. Hegerle now 3 for 7 from the foul line. Schweitzer's going to come back in, who, by the way, has two fouls. So Schweitzer already committed two fouls, and Hegerle knocks down the second free throw. So Grace 4 for 8 from the line. Jamestown trails 11-9. 11 minutes to play here in the first half. Miller with it, now to the right wing for Vetter. She'll walk it back across the top. Left side it goes to Messer. Into the corner, skip pass back up top. Driving lane, inside for Schweitzer. Right side, hook shot drops in. Schweitzer with 5. She hit a 3 earlier. And now, that ball tipped, and Fink able to run it down. Hegerle down to the left block. Back out to Fink. Fink had that one knocked out of her hands again, but able to track it down for the second straight time. Falk dribbles down to the right baseline. She's cut off there. Inside for Hegerle. Bounce it off her foot. Anderson's got it back. 8 to shoot for Jamestown. Fink left of the lane. Throws a pass up to the top, and it's going to be too tall for Falk, but it's run down by Miller, and she's going to race the other way. Miss a layup off the front rim, and Falk able to clear the miss. Falk finds Walter. Left block. Quick short jumper is off the front rim and short. And the rebound cleared away by Messer. On a high screen to the elbow, left side is Miller. Now to Schweitzer above the foul line. Schweitzer takes 2 dribbles to the right. Now she'll get it back quickly in the lane. Kick out, that may have been a travel. On the right wing, Grodd going to load up a 3 in and out. And a rebound for Walter as she had a great box out there of Messer. And able to pick up the loose ball. Jays down by 4, 13-9. We're approaching the midpoint of the first half. A great seal by Walter, but the pass a little too tall. And it's deflected by the Saints and stolen on the other side. So it is another turnover for the Jays. Open 3 for Messer now from the left side. That misses everything, but Miller's going to run down the rebound. To the middle of the lane. Jumper from 14 is missed by Vetter, and a rebound tipped into the arms of Anderson. Up ahead for Fink. Fink tries to go back to Hegerle, but it's tipped and stolen by a trailing Mikey Messer. And the Saints regain control. We've crossed now the midpoint with 8:53 remaining in the first half. Jays down 13-9. Saints with the ball. Schweitzer above the left elbow. Swings it left for Miller. Miller enters into the post on the block to the left side, and a travel is going to be called on Messer. And I think Andy Skunberg's going to take a timeout here. He will. 13-9. The Saints lead by 4. 8:38 to go here in half one.
This is Steve Linsmeyer, sports director for i3G Media. And today I'm talking to Megan Gaffney from the University of Jamestown volleyball team. Tell me, Megan, why did you choose the University of Jamestown to start your journey to success?
I chose the University of Jamestown because it has a great reputation for both academics and athletics. And growing up in Jamestown, I've been able to witness this my whole life. Unfortunately for me, it turned out to be the perfect fit. Start your journey to success at the University of Jamestown. Make a plan to tour our beautiful campus today by visiting uj.edu.
13-9, the Saints lead. 8:38 to go in half one. Steve Linsmeyer with you from inside the brand new high school at St. Mary's Central. Saints going to put on some pressure here, at least look a little 1-2-2, and they will try to trap. Jays get it to Fink in the middle. She'll hook it up the left sideline, and back now to Falk, top of the key. Falk picked up by Kopp, gets it out to Anderson. Her three almost banks in, and a rebound between Falk and Kopp is tied up. The alternate possession favors Jamestown, and the Jays will throw it into the baseline right. Falk will throw it in into the right corner for Fink. Trying to run, looks like they try to run Falk off the back screen. Walter now up top to Anderson, over to Horgan on the right. Horgan finds Walter on the cut, down to the right block, layup over the rim, no good. Put it up way too strong, and now Horgan leaps in front of a pass on the sideline. It's going to be tipped out of the ground and picked up by Cops, so the Saints will keep it. 8 minutes to go now in the half. Saints up 13-9 in a low-scoring first 11 minutes. Or 10 minutes inside to Schweitzer. Kick back out top. They'll try a three, and that's going to be short. Misfired by Lydia Spees. And the Saints go empty on that possession. Jamestown with a 13-9 deficit right now, trying to get the offense going a little bit. Falk with it on the left wing. Back up to the top of the key for Fink. Fink left-hand dribble into the lane, puts up a runner, banks it too short. Horgan's got the rebound to the right side, and a five-footer drops home for Horgan. So Jamestown slashes the lead in half. It's 13-11. Saints leading by two. Vetter, top of the key. He'll swing it off left side for Kopp. Kopp back up top on the wing, dribbling down to the angle, up underneath the basket. Layup was short. Rebound going to be picked up by Pearl and put back. So Pearl missed the layup and then got her own rebound. Falk with it on the baseline to the right side. Gets caught underneath the basket, now throws it out to the corner. Up top to Fink. Fink going to try a three. Going to be too strong. Bangs off the left side of the iron. No good. Rebound for Walter. Gets it to Horgan, who slides between a double team and puts it in. 15-13. 6.5 minutes to go. The clock isn't running right now. Nobody seems to notice. Clock's frozen at 6:33. Finally, somebody on the floor notices. Shot clock hadn't started either. So the officials will get together and try to figure out where the clock should be at. They're asking the guy doing the stat program. So it's Saints 15, Jays 13. Right now the clock's at 6.5 minutes, but it's going to be a little bit lower than that, I believe. I'm going to put 6:18 on the clock. Saints will inbound on the front court sideline right. They'll toss it into Kopp on the SM logo at center court. 10 on the shot clock. Kopp walks over to left elbow, throws a backdoor pass, and too strong for Pearl. So a turnover there as that one goes out of bounds to the baseline. Saints applying some zone pressure here in the backcourt. They'll get it up right sideline. Falk will stop across the half line, get it to Hegerly, or to Selvig. Now to Hegerly in the corner. Out to Horgan, left of the circle. Skips to Falk. Ella trying to turn the corner to the middle. Header pocket picked by Kopp. Kopp races ahead of Hegerly and Horgan. Left-handed layup good. So Kopp lays that one in. After a steal and a coast-to-coast layup. Saints lead 17-13. Jamestown gets Anderson in the middle. A runner from straight on climbs over the front rim and in. First two of the night for Jessup. First two since coming back from injury. Saints lead 17-15. Into the middle. That's going to be Pearl throwing one up. Missed it. Now a foul is going to be called on Jamestown. And Andy Skunberg does not like the call. It's going to go on Horgan. And I would have to agree. It looked from this vantage point from above the play like Horgan got a whole lot of ball right on top of that one. Free throw from Pearl is good. She's got five. Saints add to their lead. It's now 18-15. Second free throw coming, rattles in. So now the horn going off again, and we're going to have yet another timeout. 5:19 to go in the first half, and it's the Saints 19, the Jays 15. And I think they forgot to give Beck their second media timeout here in the half. So it is going to be a media timeout. We'll take a break. Saints up four.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company. On for you.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet. Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
The Saints lead the Jays by four. 5:19 to play here in the first half. Jays led the ball out of the media timeout. Jamestown going with a 1-4 press break across the foul line. Falk, Hegerle, and Selvig in the backcourt. After they get it across now to Hegerle. Hegerle will hand it off to Anderson. Anderson will walk between the circles, bounce it off to the right side for Hegerle. Hegerle looks to Selvig up top. They'll swing it left for Anderson. Anderson, pass fake left, looking for Falk above the foul line. Falk faces up cop, spins into the lane, tries to duck her, throws one up, left it short off the front rim, and a rebound pulled away by Mann. Here comes Pearl to the foul line the other side. She'll pick up her dribble, back to cop, inside the lane for Mann, spins right to the baseline and lays it in. Mann's got her second. And the lead is now six, the largest lead of the game for the Saints. Hegerle, nice fake pass, spins into the, should dribble down the lane, missed the shot. Horgan fighting off Mann for the rebound. Ball loose on the baseline, and they're going to say Anderson was out when she touched it. So it's going to be Saints basketball. I do believe that was the correct call. Looked like Jessa was with 1 foot out of bounds when she grabbed that ball. Saints 21, Jays 15, high post for Mann, faces up the basket, takes a dribble, throws it off into the right corner for Spies. Back out, now they'll go to Mann inside, quick toss out to the left, Mann gets it back, she's doubled, skip pass across, out to the top, Kopp's going to try a three, splash. So the lead grows to nine just like that. Quick 5-0 run, and it goes from 4-9 in two possessions. Falk inside to Hegerle. Hegerle low on the right. Puts up a floater and drops it in. Tough shot from Grace. But it's 24-17. Jays down seven. 3:45 left till halftime. Miller on the top of the key. They'll swing it left for Kopp. Inside it goes. Falk knocks it away. They've been doubling off of whoever Falk is guarding, and now a jump ball as Hegerle could not get it away from Kopp. They've been taking Ella off, whoever she's guarding, and doubling either Schweitzer or Mann, who's ever in there. Saints inbound on the baseline left. 3.5 minutes to play. Lob into the top of the key for Vetter. Off to the right side in front of the Jays bench. Now they go inside to Mann. Spins baseline. Shot hit the side of the backboard. Rebound for Falk. Falk looking to push. Falk ahead for Hegerle. Left side runner spins off the front rim. Looked like there's a little contact there from Miller. But it's going to be Saints basketball, and right up the floor they find Mann for a layup. 3 minutes to go till half. Up now to Hegerle. Hegerle into the corner for Horgan. Jays down 26-17. Inside for Hegerle. They have a mismatch there. Grace puts it up too strong off the board. Rebound picked up by Kopp. Kopp dribbled that one off her knee, able to keep it, but Grace blocked the shot. And Jamestown's got it back. And Falk able to spin away from Kopp. Jays have numbers the other way. Falk finds Selvig on the baseline right. Shot blocked by Mann and a foul. And that's going to be number two on Mann. So now both Mann and Schweitzer, each with two, with 2.5 minutes to go until halftime. Selvig will shoot twice. Cam has not scored yet. And now she hits a free throw for her first point. Second free throw, also good. So Selvig makes both. Jays down 26-19. Out to the foul line, the volleyball line for Kopp. She'll walk it towards the left wing. Now bounces it inside for Pearl. Pearl spins in the lane. Shot goes wildly off the backboard. Rebound for Walter. And Jamestown clears it. This is their chance now to go into Grace with both Mann and Schweitzer on the bench. Selvig on a backdoor cut off the left angle and lays it in. Selvig with her first basket. Approaching the two-minute mark. Left of the first half, 26-21. Saints up by five. Kopp with it on the left side, trying to get away from Anderson. Crosses over, drives the angle. Left-handed floater, good. Kopp with nine. Skip pass across the floor is going to be intercepted by Messer, so the Saints get it back on the turnover, up by seven. Pearl through the lane with a Euro step, missed the shot, gets her own rebound. Back out to the top, Kopp, shot fake, dribbles inside, meets Walter, throws it up anyway, shot almost went in and rattled out, and a rebound for Falk. Falk looking to push the tempo, and it knocked out of her hands. Selvig right there, scoops it up, misses the three, and a rebound for Kopp. Two on two, Kopp. Floater from the free throw line. Got it. Tough shot. Wow. 11 now for Kopp. And the Saints push the lead back to 9 at 30-21. Selvig above the right elbow. Throws it across to the right for Walter. Oh, Walter traveled. No whistle. Inside they go for Hegerle. Hegerle backing in. Puts it up. And it rolls in and the foul. Hegerle with two more. She's got 11 here in the first half and a chance now at number 12 at the foul line. That's good by Grace Hegerle. Calling number 23, Maddie Grodd, her second. Second on Grodd, and Hegerle's free throw is good, so she splashes that one in. 12 here in the first half for Hegerle. She's keeping Jamestown in this game right now. 6-point deficit for the Saints, or for the Jays. Saints with the ball. Under a minute now. We're at 42 seconds left in the first half. Messer above the foul line. Throws it left for Kopp on the sideline. Inside they go for Pearl. Spin around. Jump shot. Rolls off the back rim. Rebound for Anderson. There's about a half second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Anderson dribbles down to the baseline. Spin move back to the middle and puts it in off the window. Nice move from Anderson. Jays cut it now to four at 30-26. Final possession here with 12 seconds left in the half. Kopp peels into the lane, skips it out left. Pearl open three. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound, Walter. Here comes Falk with three. Falk crossed the timeline. Half quarter at the horn. Off the backboard, no. And it will send Jamestown to the break, trailing by the Saints by a score of 30-26. So a 9-point deficit. But the Jays cut it to four before halftime with both Schweitzer and Mann on the bench with two fouls. Come back with the first half numbers in a bit. You're listening to Blue Jay Basketball. Here inside St. Mary's High School, Steve Linsmeyer with you on ESPN Jamestown, NewsDakota.com. Right now it's the Saints 30, the Jays 26. We're ready for the final 18 of Game 1. Boys game is scheduled for 7:30-ish tonight. 20 minutes or so after this one wraps up, we'll jump into Game 2. The number one Jays taking on St. Mary's. Jays will start with the ball here in the second half. Inbound goes to Anderson. She'll get it right back to Selvig. Selvig has it poked out of her hands, but runs it down on the sideline. Jamestown gets it back across the floor to Hegerly. Now to Selvig on the right wing. Shot fake. Dribbles the angle. Floater from the right side. Off the glass and in. Selvig with six. As she scores the first two of the second half, Jamestown back within one possession. And it's 30-28. Saints lead by two with the ball. Mann will throw it left to Kopp. Inside for Schweitzer. They double with Falk. Schweitzer spins to the middle. Leaves her hook shot off the front rim. And a great box out from Horgan clears the miss. And back into the hands of Falk. Falk backing her way down to the right block. Underneath the basket. Gets stopped there. Throws a skip pass out to Horgan. Ball was tipped. Now it's Selvig top of the key. And they're going to call Selvig for a travel. But that one was... That's probably one where you're not 100% sure she traveled. I mean, it pretty much you got to be, to call a travel, especially at the varsity level, you've got to be like 100% certain she traveled. And that one, I don't know. Horgan with a block shot as Pearl dribbles baseline. Horgan returns it. And Jamestown has it back down two. Ahead for Hegerly on the right block. One dribble into the middle. Shot up and in, and we are tied at 30. So Hegerly ties it from point blank. And Jamestown back from a 9-point deficit at 30-21. They've scored the last nine. And Falk with it again as the Saints turn it over. Falk with it on the right wing, around a Horgan screen. She's going to try a three. It's short off the front rim. Rebound tipped out by Anderson, but into the hands of Schweitzer, who I can't really understand. That's the second time tonight Schweitzer's gotten a rebound out at the free throw line or above. Can't really wrap my head around the fact that a six-footer's playing defense in girls basketball that far away from the hoop. Here's a three from the corner, no good. Off the front rim from Grodin, a rebound picked up by Selvig. Up the right sideline for Falk. Falk couple dribbles down to the right baseline. She's cut off there. Tosses it back out top to Selvig. Over now to Hegerly on the left wing. Falk comes to get it back around to the right side for Anderson. Anderson finds Hegerly on the curl, but the ball's tipped away from behind. But last touch by Grace on its way out of bounds. So it's going to be Saints basketball. Jamestown on a 9-0 run that sandwiched halftime. They've tied it at 30. 15:42 to go in the first minutes of the second half, and there's a missed free throw line jumper by Pearl. Another rebound for Horgan. Falk ahead. Great pass to Selvig. Makes the catch, but brings it too far out, and now Anderson finds Horgan wide open underneath for a layup. And a timeout for B.J. Etzolt. An 11-0 Jamestown run, and the Jays have jumped in front. They lead 32-30 with 15:24 to play here in half one.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Frank, Dr. Fralick, and Dr. Atwood. Three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their great selection. Have they got frames? Over 1,000 pair for you to try. So many on hand that you'll want a pair for every outfit. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today in Valley City, Jamestown, or Carrington. Professional Eye Care Centers. Clearly the best.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company. On for you.
Jays on an 11-0 run. They lead 32-30. 15:24 to play here in half two. Steve Linsmeyer with you on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400, 107.1 FM, and of course the stream online at newsdakota.com. Kopp with it for the Saints. She'll go to man above the top of the key, looking in for Schweitzer. Instead, they go backdoor for Grodd. Grodd cuts into the middle of the lane and puts up a right-handed shot that bounces off the back rim and drops. And that stops the bleeding for a moment and ties the game at 32. Selvig breaks the pressure ahead to Hegerle in the right corner. Hegerle a couple dribbles back out to the wing. Off into the right corner for Anderson, who filled that same spot. Up top, Horgan swings it over to Falk. Falk looking for Anderson on the back cut. It was there for a moment, didn't give it to her. Now Hegerle with it. Hegerle around his screen, turns the corner. A lot of contact from Schweitzer. And Andy Skundberg wanted a foul. They're going to say Schweitzer got a clean block, but man, she ran her out of bounds. That was a lot of contact on that one. Saints will get it back in a tie game. Cross court pass to Schweitzer. That's going to be a 15-footer from the angle. Bounces off the back rim and a rebound by Selvig. Ahead for Falk. Ella down the angle. Takes some contact. She's fouled and almost a three-point play. But Falk's going to the foul line. She'll shoot twice. So Falk will have a chance to break the tie. First free throw is good. Falk with her third point of the afternoon. Another free throw coming from Falk. That one is good. So Falk makes them both. 34-32. Jays up by two. 14-10 to go. Inside for Mann, into a double. Spins opposite the double and able to flip that one over the rim and in. Mann with eight. Under the 14-minute mark of the second half. Selvig, high post for Horgan. Horgan faces up, backdoor cut. Hegerle to the baseline. She's fouled hard by Schweitzer. And that's going to be the third on Hadley Schweitzer. The boys... sophomore game just wrapped up as people begin to file out of the side gym here at St. Mary's High School. Hegerle's free throw is good. Grace now with 15. An update from Sioux Center, Iowa. The University of Jamestown women trailing number 9 Dort at halftime by a score of 43-31. And Hegerle's second free throw rolls off the side rim. So the Jays lead 35-34. Kopp up the right sideline, trying to get around. Anderson does. Finds Messer underneath. She missed the layup. Mann the rebound, and she sticks it back. Mann into double figures now with 10, and the Saints take the lead back at 37-36. Or 36-35, excuse me. Anderson down the middle. Nobody there. Right-handed floater left it off the back rim. Rebound, Horgan throws it over her shoulder, off the backboard and missed. Horgan gets it again. That shot's going to be blocked by Mann, but then hit out of bounds. It's going to stay here with Jamestown. Andy Skundberg wanted a foul on that third attempt of the possession on Hegerle's putback. Falk will throw it into Horgan on the wing. They're posting up Ella on the right block. Instead, they skip it over to Selvig. Selvig out to Hegerle. Hegerle turns the corner down to the left side. Nowhere to go. Cut off. Back out to Selvig. Selvig down the right side. Some contact, and she's fouled. It'll be two free throws coming up for Selvig. Oh, 36-35, the Saints lead by one, and two free throws coming up for Selvig. Cam's got 6 points tonight. And the first free throw is good to tie this game at 36. Chance to put the Jays in front, and she does. So Salvig makes them both, 37-36. Jamestown with a one-point lead. We've hit the 13-minute mark of half two. Kopp gets underneath. Anderson puts up a floater and one. So Kopp with her first basket of the second half after pouring in 11 in the first half. Puts the Saints in front. That foul is going to go on Anderson, her first. And the first Blue Jay team foul of the half. Kopp's free throw rattles home. So Kopp now with 14. She leads her team with 14. Hegerle leads the Jays with 15. Hegerle gets it across the timeline, walks to the right elbow, puts it on her hip, now throws it back out to Selvig. Selvig hands to Anderson. Over to Selvig down the left, around a double screen. Selvig to the foul line, kicks it out to Falk. Catch and shoot three, bang! Ella Falk with a three from the right corner. 7 now for Falk. And the Jays take the lead at 40-39. There goes Pearl as she hooks the right side and throws that one in off the window. Pearl's got 8. And the lead continues to seesaw back and forth. Skip pass comes to Falk. Falk with it on the right wing. Not a high screen from Selvig. Hands it back to Anderson. She'll take it across the foul line or across the volleyball line to the left. Gives to Selvig. Right back on a handoff to Anderson. Here comes Hegerle on the baseline, and she takes it in for 2 points. 17 for Grace. Jamestown leading 42-41. Inside for Schweitzer. Kick out to the corner. 3 ball is off the back rim. Misfired by Miller. Offensive board for Schweitzer. And from 5 feet away, tries to put it back. Missed it off the front rim. Kopp with the offensive rebound. And Kopp will pull it back out and reset the offense for the Saints. Kopp gets by Anderson. Tries to flip it across the lane to Schweitzer. It gets there. Schweitzer misses the 3-foot jumper off the back iron. And a rebound pulled away by Anderson. Anderson will throw it up the sideline now for Hegerle. Hegerle to Selvig. Top of the key. Defender was late. Cam didn't take it. Now they go to Falk on the right wing. Falk looking for Hegerle. Back over to the top of the key for Anderson. Cross-court pass to Selvig. Low on the left, and Grace hammers it off the glass and in. 19 for Hegerle. And Jamestown has what I believe is their largest lead of the night at 44-41. 10:40 left in this second half. Kopp into a 3 Blue Jays. Throws it out to the corner now. Out to the top of the key. Pearl trying to get by Selvig. Goes to the right side. Layup up. Missed it short. And a rebound pulled away by Selvig. Good job by Pearl to, again, get to the basket. But just Selvig a better job staying in front. Anderson, lob into Selvig, leaping catch in traffic, kicks it to the corner, 3 ball, Horgan, long, and that's going to be a foul against Selvig on a loose ball foul against the Jays. And it's going to send the ball back to the Saints, 10-15 to play here in the second half, and Jamestown leading 44-41. Jamestown won a 56-65 decision in their first meeting, 44-41. Timeout on the floor, 10:15 remaining here in Bismarck.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet. Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialist team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
.44-41, Jays leading by three. 10:15 to go in the second half. Miller will walk it up for the Saints. They're down three into the right corner. Baseline drive from Spies, cut off, dumps it into the lane for Schweitzer. Quick turnaround, rattles out, and a rebound picked up by Catherine Horgan. Here come the Jays, under 10 minutes now. Right side wing, Falk. Pass was tipped. Selvig tries to knock it back to Falk, but it's stolen by Grodd. Grodd will dribble down to the right side and throw that one up short. And on the rebound for Selvig. Selvig ahead for Falk on the walled logo here, the walled court logo. Now Falk throws in the middle of the lane, has that one tipped away and stolen. Tried to squeeze it in a window. And it was stolen again by the Saints. 20 on the shot clock. Left side, Grodd, shot fake, dribbles into the lane. Floater from the middle, banks in. Tough shot going left to right across the lane. Grodd came back with the right hand and banked it home. Approaching the midpoint now. The Jays up the slimmest of margins, 44-43. Hegerle, ball above her head, right wing. Tossed it up top. They'll swing it left for Selvig. Selvig back up to Falk between the circles. Right side for Anderson, inside for Selvig. Spins back into the middle of the lane and puts it up and in. Had Selvig on the cut. She was going to the right baseline, spun back middle, and drops in the four-foot jumper. Selvig now to double figures. She has 10, and Jamestown leads 46-43. Miller looking for an entry pass to Schweitzer, but Falk is the one denying that. They'll go up top. Grodd's going to try a three, and that misses everything. Goes straight out of bounds, and it's going to be Jamestown basketball. Kopp and Pearl back in for the Saints. Walter and Fink for Jamestown. 46-43, Jays up three. Fink dribbles over to the corner, gives it up to Selvig, tosses it back up top to Falk, swings it right for Fink. Fink holding on the right side. Hegerle comes to get it up top. A little five-out offense here by the Jays. Swings it left. Hegerle. Hegerle goes baseline. Beats Schweitzer. Layup, no, but she's fouled. And Grace Hegerle flashing some athleticism. That's going to be number four on Schweitzer. So Maria Mann's going to have to come back into the game after this first free throw from Hegerle. Hegerle's free throw is good. Grace now with 20. .47-43. Second free throw, no good. Rattles off. Jays have their largest lead of the night now at four. Their first two possession lead of the game. Kopp dribbles down the right angle. Out back to Mann. Now left side for Grodd. Grodd throws a skip pass across. They're open three off the back rim. Misfired by Spies, but it's last touch by Grodd. Probably was actually off Selvig, but rather than call the foul on Grodd, they just gave the ball to Jamestown. 47-43. Not exactly how you draw it up. And now Selvig throws it ahead for Fink, but too tall. And it's going to run out of bounds all the way in that far corner. So the Jays turn it over after the miss. 4:45 remaining in this second half. Jamestown up by four. Lob inside to Pearl. Spins into the middle. Hit the front rim. Gets it back. And she's fouled by Selvig. So it'll be a free throws by Pearl. Andy Skunberg not happy with Falk for not boxing out the shooter on that one. As Pearl got her own rebound. First free throw from Pearl is good. These two teams could certainly meet again in the West Region Tournament, depending on how things shake out. Second free throw, good. Cuts the lead in half, 47-45. 7.5 minutes exactly remaining in this second half. They get it to Falk in the middle. Falk throws a cross-court pass to Hegerle. Hegerle feeds Walter underneath, low left side, back to Grace. Layup good. Hegerle with 22. And a great touch pass from Walter to find Grace on the backside. Kopp into the lane, cuts left, layup good. 16 for Kopp. They get it ahead to Falk. Falk dribbles down to the right side, finds Walter, short jumper, baseline, good. Jessica Walter with her first basket of the game. Jamestown 51, Saints 47. Kopp to the foul line, backs it up, three ball, back rim, no. Maria Mann the rebound. She can't put it away from point blank. And then Falk strips the second chance away from her. So Jamestown has it with a four-point deficit. And this is going to be over and back against Falk. That ball must have hit Falk's shoe and then shot back. I didn't see it. So 6:36 remaining. Jays 51, Saints 47. They'll throw it into Kopp in the backcourt. Kopp will give it up to Grodd. Grodd walks into the wing. Now Mann up top. They'll swing it left for Kopp. And they're looking for Schweitzer, but Anderson slides underneath it and tips it into the arms of Jordan Fink. Jays get it back on the turnover. Hegerle hands to Anderson between the circles. Right side for Selvig. Selvig around a high screen from Hegerle. Swings it left. Anderson dribbles baseline. And a travel's called against Jess Anderson. And that's that same one that he called against Selvig, where I just don't know. I mean, I don't think that is a call where you can say that you are 100% sure that's a travel. Up top, they'll throw a backdoor pass into the lane. Grodd rips it out of traffic and scores. Oh, that was Pearl, excuse me. I thought it was 23. It was 22, so Pearl scores. This pass ahead, Anderson knocks it down with her hand to save it. Inside for Walter. Back out to Hegerle up top. Hegerle splits the lane. Right-handed layup up and in from straight on. Tough, tough shot from Hegerle. She's got 24. 5.5 minutes remaining here in the second half. Rod with it between the circles. Left side for Schweitzer on the wing. They'll dump it inside for Mann. Mann's doubled. Kicks it out to the far side. Grodd dribbles baseline. Back in for Mann. Short jumper. Rolls it off the back rim. Mann's got 12. The lead cut in half, 53-51. Into the corner for Walter, right side. Back out it comes to Anderson. Up top, Selvig. Now back to Anderson, looking for Hegerle on the cut. Not there. Up top, they'll swing it left. 5 minutes remaining in the game. Finds Walter, but it's tipped away by Mann. Right to Schweitzer. Kopp now on the run. She can tie it here. Dribbles in underneath. Selvig counted and one. Kopp has tied it. She can put the Saints in front with 4:50 remaining, and it looks like B.J. Edsel might call a timeout here. Or is waiting for the... I think we're going to get a media timeout here after the free throw from Kopp, if it's good, and it is. So the Saints lead 54-53. Timeout on the floor, and the Saints with five straight have taken the lead here in Bismarck.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
The biggest adventures start with the biggest dreams, and you can make them come true with the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1000. It's a sports A999cc engine, a 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and an impressive 2,000-pound towing capacity, which means you can do it all, hunting, fishing, trail riding, and more. Just head to Gun and Reel Sports on 1st Street West Jamestown and check out the Honda Pioneer 1000 today.
For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
The Saints leading this game by one. They've scored five straight. Kopp just had an and one to put the Saints in front. The lead has jumped back and forth here in this second half. We've had a handful of lead changes. The Saints going to apply some pressure here off the inbound. Jamestown will go with Anderson, Falk, Fink, Heggerly, and Walter. Down a point, Heggerly leading the way with 22. Falk walks to the wing, hands to Anderson, up top for Fink. Fink looking for Falk off the screen to the baseline left. Falk catches, nowhere to go, back up to Heggerly, 10 to shoot. Heggerly over to Walter. Walter to Anderson, 6 to shoot. Anderson had it knocked out of her hand, Pearl scoops it up. Turnover back to the Saints, Pearl gets it to Kopp. Kopp backs it out on the right wing. Up top finds Pearl. Shot fake. Leaves it back out to Kopp at the volleyball line. She'll back it out near the half line. 4:10 remaining. Saints up one. Kopp looking for man on the post up. Now they go right side. Pearl into the lane. Runner off the glass. No. Schweitzer the rebound. Missed it off the front rim. Pearl the rebound. And now a loose ball foul against Jamestown. They're going to put Horgan and Salvik back in the ball game for the Jays. That's the first on Jordan Fink. Inbound will be thrown in left for Pearl, or for Grott, excuse me. Inside now for Schweitzer. Schweitzer spins in the lane. Right hook hit the front rim. Falk's got another rebound. Saints with a 54-53 lead. 3 minutes, 48 seconds remaining. Falk hands to Selvig right wing. Up top to Anderson. Anderson will pull it back out a little bit. Walking over to the high right side. Heggerly now, straight away on the right. Back up top. Swings it left. Underneath, there's Grace flashing baseline. Missed it. Rebound tipped around, and Heggerly's going to come out of there with it. A foul against the Saints. So that's going to go against Pearl. It'll be her second. Falk will inbound to the baseline right to the corner for Selvig. Now they throw it across the floor. Falk open three. Back rim no. Long rebound into that same corner. Run down by Pearl. So Kopp will walk it up. 3:15 to go. Jamestown got the shot they wanted. Falk just left it a little too strong. Up top, man with it. Swings it left for Kopp. Kopp back up top. Pearl inside the lane, 8 feet away, stops her dribble, ball above her head, skip pass to Schweitzer, 6 to shoot, Kopp straight on, Kopp around a high screen, 16-footer blocked by Heggerly, and now a foul against the Saints. They're going to get Kopp on a loose ball foul as the shot clock was expiring, and it's going to be Jamestown basketball. Saints up one. 54-53, 2:45 remaining here in Bismarck. Anderson almost had her pocket picked by Kopp, able to get it now to Heggerly. Up top for Selvig, left side for Anderson. The Saints really overplaying now. Lob across the floor, caught by Selvig on the low right side. Back out to Falk, up top of the foul line for Horgan. 10 to shoot. Anderson back to Horgan, shot fake, dribbles baseline, steps past Kopp, layup up, spins off, rebound picked up by Pearl. Saints have it back. 2:20 to go. Up by one. High right side for Kopp. Skip it over to the left for Grodd. She walks into a 16-footer. Off the front rim, no. And Selvig has the miss for Jamestown. Selvig will take it across the timeline. The clock dwindling towards 2 minutes. 54-53. Saints by one. Heggerly to Falk at the top of the key. Oh, they had Heggerly for a moment. Anderson goes to Selvig. Straight on three. Back rim, no. Long rebound picked up by Kopp on the right wing. Kopp, three on one. The other way, left-handed layup, good. And Kopp puts the Saints up by three at 56-53 with a minute 40 left. Anderson takes it around his screen from Heggerly to the front of the Jamestown bench. Tried to throw a lob pass, but it was tipped by Schweitzer. She tried to throw it across the floor to Falk, who was open on the opposite block. But Schweitzer got her hands on it. 1:20 remaining. Jays down three. Schweitzer on the left wing. Inside for Mann. Mann's doubled. Throws a skip pass across and missed Pearl. And it goes into the first row. Bleachers on the far side. It'll be a turnover for the Saints with 1:10 left. Jamestown down three with the ball. Anderson nearly at her pocket pick. Gets it to Horgan. Horgan back to Anderson on the left sideline. 1 minute left. 56-53 Saints. Selvig around a Horgan screen. Dribbles in. Tries to flip it to the corner for Falk, but it's tipped away. And Falk will throw it in front court sideline right. Falk looking for an entry pass. Gets it into Horgan. Had it taken away by Pearl. And now Kopp into the open floor all alone. And a left-handed layup makes it a five-point game. 58-53. Saints by five. Hegerle to the basket. Right side layup. No, but she's fouled. And Hegerle going to get two more at the foul line. That's the fifth on Mann. So Mann picks up her fifth. 39.3 seconds remaining. Hegerle will shoot twice. First free throw is too strong. Almost banked it in. 58-53. That free throw is no good. I thought Schweitzer moved early. No whistle. So the lead stays at five. Hegerle knocks down the pass. Skits it back. And a foul is going to be called on the Saints with 32.6 seconds remaining. So it'll be a timeout now for the Saints, 58-53. Saints leading by five with 32.6 seconds left.
What does a certified nursing assistant do? What does it take to become a certified nursing assistant? How much does a certified nursing assistant make? All great questions. Now here is a question for you. How would you like a $4,000 sign-on bonus? Ave Maria Village and Jamestown currently have full and part-time CNA positions available. All shifts have openings. Full-time night shift is eligible for the bonus. Be a CNA at Ave Maria Village in Jamestown. Call 252-5660 or apply at avemariavillage.org.
Jays with a five-point deficit, 32.6 seconds remaining. Grace Hegerle at the foul line for a one in the bonus foul opportunity. She leads the Jays with 22. She's shot a ton of free throws tonight. I should have counted the numbers up at the break. Here's the front end. It's good. She makes that one. She had missed her last three. Going to be her 17th foul shot attempt. She misses that one and almost had a steal. Grodd has it right side and they'll throw in the backcourt for Kopp. Kopp spins away from Falk and the middle lane fouled by, or middle of the floor fouled by Hegerle with 24 seconds remaining. I've got it. Grace is 8 of 17 from the foul line tonight. Jamestown had one foul to give. They throw this one to the backcourt, and Falk steals it down to the right block, fouled by Kopp. And it's going to send Falk to the foul line, and that probably should have been an intentional foul on Kopp. Because Falk could have had a chance to put that ball up. But Falk steals in the backcourt. Now she'll shoot a one of the or this will be a, is it a two-shot foul or is it a bonus? No, it doesn't matter. She makes the first. 58-55. Jays down three. Second free throw from Falk is also good. So Ella makes them both. The lead is cut to two. 58-56 with 19.2 seconds remaining here in Bismarck. Jays down two. Timeout on the floor.
RM Stout is your premier Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealership, and now into our fourth generation of family operation. We are incredibly proud of our area athletes and know how vital your family travel needs are to get you safely from home to the game and back again. New and used sales, service, parts, accessories, and body shop, plus our quick lane for oil changes, light-duty service, and tires. Visit us at stoutcars.com, call 252-2270, or stop in at the junction of I-94 and 281 South in Jamestown. Everything you need for the season, Stout's has it.
Before you can start building business, you have to build a business, you know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business, you don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and all the suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Well, have you heard about Hillerud Construction? They're in the business of building business. Literally, quality commercial construction. Saves you time, stress, and money so that you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com or call 253-8310 to get the ball rolling.
Falk's free throws have cut this to a two-point game, 58-56. 19.2 seconds to go. Shot clock is dark. Saints will have the inbound. Kopp will throw it in. She can run the baseline. And Kopp looking for an inbound. And Falk knocks the pass down again, but it goes right back to Kopp. Kopp breaks free on the right side. Now fouled by Anderson with 13.6 seconds to go. Falk got her hand on the pass on the inbound again, but could not get the ball as Kopp stepped in bounds and was able to pick it up. This will be a 1-1 for Kopp. She has not missed a foul shot tonight. She is 2-for-2. And the lefty will shoot a 1-1. First one is good. That makes it a three-point game at 59-56. 13.6 seconds remaining. She can just about put this thing away with this free throw. Second one up, and no good. Rebound for Horgan. It's a three-point game. 12 seconds. Horgan ahead for Selvig. Into the left corner. Selvig back to Falk. Seven to shoot. Falk covered tightly by Grodd. Four to shoot. Falk gets it up top. Selvig for the tie off the front rim. No. And that's going to send this game to the end as the Saints win 59-56. And the Jays fall 3 points short. Cam Selvig's three at the buzzer. Just a little short off the front rim. And the Saints survive 59-56. We'll come back with the final numbers after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Basketball.
The area's most authentic steakhouse experience can be found at the Frontier Fort. Stop in during the day to visit their gift shop and free wildlife museum and see the live buffalo. Upstairs, the grill opens at 4, where you can play one of their 5 electronic gaming machines. Friday and Saturday night, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $13.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort on the road to the buffalo in Jamestown.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Frank, Dr. Fralick, and Dr. Atwood. Three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their great selection. Have they got frames? Over 1,000 pair for you to try. So many on hand that you'll want a pair for every outfit. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today in Valley City, Jamestown, or Carrington. Professional Eye Care Centers. Clearly the best.
Jays fall just short, 59-56 on the road in Bismarck. Jamestown had their chances. They were down by 5 late, but able to cut it back to a one-possession game, eventually falling by 3. Grace Hegerly led the way tonight. She had 25 for the Jays. Also in double figures, Cam Selvig had 10. Ella Falk with 9. 24 from Abby Kopp led the Saints. 12 from Pearl. 12 from Mann. 5 from Schweitzer. 6 from Grodd. Only 5 Saints scored tonight, and only 6 Blue Jays scored tonight. So only 11 different players got in the tally column tonight for points. And the Saints go to 7-4 on the season, now a half game ahead of Bismarck High for fourth place in the West region. Jamestown falls to 6-6. And actually, that's not right. I bet it's Jamestown falls to 5-5. So they are a game behind Bismarck and a game and a half behind St. Mary's. Jamestown does hold the tiebreak now over the Saints, though. That is the one good thing about this game tonight, is that they lost by three, but they won in Jamestown by nine. So the six-point differential goes to Jamestown. So should the Jays and the Saints end up tied, the Jays would hold the tiebreak in the West Region seeding at the end of the year. So we're going to take a break and then come back in about 15 minutes for game two. The number one team in the state on the floor, getting ready to take on the St. Mary's Saints. We'll have it for you coming up in just a bit here on ESPN Jamestown.